The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Good idea to call me whenever the spirit moves you, whether it's something we're talking about or something that's just on your mind and you'd like me to chat with you about it. We have the option. You can always call me with a question. You can Facebook a question to me, or you can email me a question. Or even if it's not a specific question, we've sort of created a situation where you can be the program director and just tell me something you'd like me to talk about at some point, because people were doing that, and I thought, well, maybe we should be a little more welcoming to giving people a chance to say, look, I don't necessarily have a specific question, but could you talk about whatever? Okay, and the idea is to make information as available and accessible to you as altogether possible. So that's what we do around here. Alrighty, 855-99-37569. Boston Marathon is next week. It's usually around Patriots Day, which is, I think, April 17th, but it's going to be next, a week from today, right? I think it is?
Yep.
Yeah. And last week, the bomber was sentenced. He was guilty, I think, on all 30 counts. And mm-hmm. So I think the question we asked was, because apparently Boston does not have, or Massachusetts does not have a death penalty, but it's considered a federal crime. So we're saying, because it's a relevant topic to look at, to say, okay, what do you think about, should there be death penalty? Why are we not? And we got a number of people who felt apparently pretty strongly about it. So I decided we'd talk about it in between, that there has not been a sentencing yet and probably will not be a sentencing until after the marathon, which seems to me to make a certain amount of sense. And the trial was concluded last week. The sentencing will be at some point in the future, and the marathon is next week. So I just thought it seemed like a kind of a relevant time to be discussing it. So, do you have any strong feelings about it one way or the other, Manny?
Personally, I think he should be thrown in a dark cell without a window and left to rot. I think giving him the death penalty is, I think it's honestly seemingly easier for him.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you. If I had a choice,
kind of stew in a cell and.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's several issues. I tend to agree with you. If I had a choice about about being locked up for the next 50 years of my life in a cell or being put to death, I think I would probably prefer something quick. You know, I think I'd probably prefer the death penalty. It's a little hard to know since, I mean, either are kind of fairly terrifying. The issue from a taxpayer standpoint is one is a great deal more expensive than the other, although with the death penalty there are so many people are on death row for years, and it is an expensive process for the taxpayer as well as everybody else. So, in terms of expenses, but you know, I think talking in terms of crime and punishment and expenses and life and death seems a little off-putting. I read something that made some sense, but your particular solution offsets it, which is saying putting him in prison with the general population just gives him an opportunity to convert other people to become a lightning rod for like-minded people to take revenge on the system. And we know that prison in general is not particularly redemptive, or there is not much rehabilitation that goes on, and most people who are in prison get out. So that, but your solution is saying putting them in solitary confinement.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That seems cruel and unusual to a certain extent. I don't know. I'm glad I'm not either on the jury. I'm glad I don't have to decide penalty. The issue about death penalty is troublesome. I think that, and we know that there are people on death row who have been found through DNA, for example, to be innocent.
Right.
Which means that there are a certain number of people statistically that have been put to death in various states who statistically we would have to assume that some percentage of them were innocent. And the idea of killing an innocent person is kind of an anathema. If what you're saying is if you kill people, we're going to kill you back, I don't know. I also saw Wolf Hall last night, which is the issue about Anne Boleyn and Henry VIII and Jane Seymour and Catherine of Aragon and all those, and putting people to death if they don't do what you want them to do is more than a little upsetting and kind of bloodthirsty. So, I don't know. It's hard for me to be in favor of the death penalty. And again, if I'm looking at it a humanistic point of view, locking somebody up for the rest of their life, I don't know. Let's see what other people say.
We'll start with Chandra. She says, life in prison, because I don't think it would be an easy life for him. I think it would be a struggle, a battle, which he deserves. I think with a death sentence, he'd possibly be getting off easy, since I'm unsure what happens after death. If someone could assure me he would burn in hell for eternity, then I may be good with a death sentence. Either way, he deserves to suffer.
Well, I guess she said it all, didn't she? Okay. The idea of, I suppose if we're going to look at it on a different basis, it occurred to me as I was listening to her thinking about it, was that if we really want to believe in redemption and people changing, then if somebody's alive, there's always the possibility of redemption and changing their mind and repenting. I don't know how much we believe in repentance. I don't know how much we care about repentance in his particular case, in anybody's particular case. I suppose for the good of the transcendental shared soul, that we just assume that everybody sort of had unstained souls, but I'm not sure how many people sort of invest in that theory. Okay, keep going.
Marie says, death penalty. He does not deserve to be supported in jail by the American people. No way. He not only murdered those precious and innocent people in Boston, but he touched every American with his evil terrorist attack. God bless America.
Okay, well, that we should get both those women on to discuss with each other, which is the more punitive, I guess. Okay.
Val says, I couldn't vote for the death penalty, but, on the other hand, some people in prison want to join terrorist groups outside the U.S., and they may look to him as a leader. Or a person among them who is their role model, maybe life in solitary confinement.
Yeah, she got to the same point that I did, is that although from everything we've learned, he doesn't seem like the leader type. Charisma does not seem to be his strong point. And, blaming things on his brother, I was misled, does not necessarily the stuff of which great leaders are made. But I hear you. I mean, that is a concern that other people have voiced as well, is that when you've got a population who already feels outside the system and wronged by the system and that there's not much in the system to offer them, putting somebody in their midst who can politicize them, knowing that most of those people will, in fact, be out on the street at some point, may not be the world's smartest idea.
Dwayne says, hi, Dr. Brown. When life and death imprisonment are your only options, it makes it difficult to pick, but I would say life.
Yeah, and see, I think the prison system, for both our sakes, for both society's sake and the inmate's sake, should be less sitting around in a cell and more cleaning up the highway. And I'm not in favor of chain gangs, really, but I am in favor of people doing meaningful work, not only for society's sake, because prison's a very expensive thing to do. It costs about the same to keep somebody in prison as it does to send them to Harvard for a year. And that's a drain on the economy as well as our collective consciousness, but doing something that is valuable to society, which gives them some sense of meaning as well. Because, again, most of those people are going to get out at some point, and feeling that there's something meaningful they can do benefits them and benefits society while they're in there. And for the people who were not able to be rehabilitated, at least we're not giving them, and to say a free ride, it's not a free ride, it's an expensive ride, and doesn't really benefit us. It's expensive as taxpayers, and it doesn't benefit them in that they haven't learned anything valuable or had any chance to improve their lot in life once they're out. So maybe it's not only should those two choices for him, but for everybody, maybe that there should be meaningful work to do. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
You've asked for it, now he's coming. The amazing pharmacist Ben Fuchs, live in Minneapolis, May 5th. Seating is limited and tickets are free. Call Rose at 763-291-5052. Reserve yours today. Again, pharmacist Ben Fuchs, live in Minneapolis, 763-291-5052. If you haven't heard Ben Fuchs on Alex Jones, George Norrie, Joyce Riley, and so many others, stop by thebrightside.com. Ben Fuchs, live, 763-291-5052.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pileski of the Pileski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-99-3756-9. You know, we haven't done before. I kind of launch us into stories of the day because I don't want to get too far behind. It's some emails. Yes?
Yeah, absolutely. Let's do it.
All right, let's do it.
We've got an email from Lee, and Lee says, Dr. Joy, I need some tough love. This is concerning my career. I'm 58 years old, and I've been in IT since 1981. I've had basically four jobs. for approximately, on average, of about 7 years each. All of my jobs begin and end in the same way. This is what I've noticed. When I begin the job, I excel and I receive accolades from all levels of management. My annual evaluations from my manager are always good, and I receive good pay increases, more than most people. Towards the end of the job, I am not in the critical path of day-in and day-out affairs. It seems like I am put on a pedestal waiting for something that never happens. Another common thread between all my prior positions is compliments on my organizational and documentation skills. I guess these are rare attributes in the IT field. I know I have not given you all the information you need, but can you give me some basic pointers on how to stay relevant and in the loop? My next job may need to be at Walmart. At least I know they will need me there. Thanks.
Okay. Not a whole lot to go on, but let me suggest a couple things. You mentioned that everybody praises you for your organizational skills, but nobody praises you for your teamwork skills. And it occurs to me that in a new job that they that you may come in and kind of clean things up. There are a couple things here. I guess two separate paths that I want you to think about. One is that as people get used to the fact that you're really good at something and you get something really well organized, once it's organized, there's probably not as much need for your skills at that moment. So even though you keep things orderly, it may be that either you need to kind of broaden your perspective a bit, or it may be when you stay out of the loop, it may just be some interpersonal skills that you really need to work on here. So I guess I always start with two and always end up with three. So one possibility to look at is that that you just need to work more at being convivial, what I would call the water cooler skills, which doesn't mean that you spend a whole lot of time sort of not doing your work, but that you are viewed as a little bit more accessible and perhaps a tiny bit more charming. And maybe, I say all the time that you should be friendly at work, but those should not necessarily be your friends, because work is about competence. It does sound to me that you're very competent in the narrowest area of your job description, but you may need to be a little bit more of what we say in this disgusting term, a bit more of a people person, because you're very likely not going to be moved up into management unless you have those more people skills. You may not be even considered for example, a project that may need somebody who's organized, but somebody who also is good at sales or somebody who is good at communication. So I'm not saying you don't have them, because you didn't really give me a huge amount of information here. But if what you're saying is, I'd like to be considered for something other than this specific job, because, which gets us to point number two, is outgrowing the job of coming in and getting things well enough organized that the excitement about the job, the newness about the job, the stimulation about the job, and the fun about the job sort of disappears after a while, because number one, you've been doing it for a long time, and number two, you've already got it organized enough, and things don't get necessarily disorganized once they're well organized. So number one part of that is just be viewed as a little bit more social, for lack of a better term, which doesn't mean that that you need to necessarily befriend everybody, but you need to be seen as a bit more friendly, having maybe some additional skills, which gets us to number two, of making sure that that you're not so narrowly defined that you can't move certainly up the ladder, let alone in a lateral way, that you're viewed as just kind of the, for lack of a better term, the kind of team nerd. But, you know, if we need someone to go on a business trip, or if we need somebody to present a paper, or if we need somebody to go on a sales call, that you would not be thought of. And so it's going to limit your possibilities for, if nothing else, for change, let alone enhancement. So it sounds like you do very well within your particular niche, but you may need to broaden that niche a little bit, not only for the sake of your employment, but for the sake of enjoying your work. Make sure that you're not always at the computer, that you have, look, even Rita O'Reilly, right, had some social skills. So you may want to look at those. In addition to the social skills of seeing whether or not there are additional things, if you're telling me you've been in this field for 30 years, so you may want to see if there's a way to broaden your skill base in this particular field. So number one is just how you're perceived. Number two is additional skills. And I guess number three is making sure that the job is still fun and relevant for you. And for most of us, after we learn to do something well, it's adding something new that continues to stimulate us and enlarge our worldview. So I'm not sure exactly what the problem is. I'm not that having four jobs in 30 years is, 7 years on average is not bad. But as you say, if you'd like to continue up the ladder, you may need, especially into management, and as you know, in the corporate world, that's usually where the money is, unfortunately, we used to talk about, because I worked as an engineer for a long time, and the skills that made you a good engineer had nothing to do with management, but management was where the money was and where the promotions were, so that they would hire you because you were good at one thing, but you were only going to get promoted if you had an additional set of skills. So it may be worthwhile to look at that additional set of skills. One of the people who might be very helpful to you in terms of evaluating what my kind of evaluation is, because, you haven't really given me a whole lot to go on here, is one of your supervisors at one of the other three jobs that you've had, of saying, what would it have taken for me to be promoted, or what would have taken for me to be viewed as a more valuable employee? And my guess is that they'll say probably similar things. So we're talking about learning some additional social skills, learning some additional work skills that may be somewhat outside of your area, whether it's sales or marketing or distribution, or just so you have a bit more of a skill set, not only so you're valuable to the company, so the job becomes more interesting and relevant to you. And the other thing is what I would call, for lack of a term, the Bill Bratton complex, which is Bill Bratton was a guy that would come in, and he did it both in Boston, I think, and in New York, and also in California, where he was really good at coming in and cleaning up a situation, and in this particular case, I think it was the police department. Then he would come in, and he loved coming in and sort of starting new and bringing people and doing some targeting about what needed to be changed, what needed to be kept. He was terrific at it. But on a day-to-day running basis, he was disastrous. So he finally, so he'd get fired. And it was not even a matter that he wasn't good at what he did. It's just that it was a specific skill set that didn't translate into the long term, but it was brilliant at the short term. So all I really needed to do was translate his job description into, I come in and set things up and then I move on. And I think at some point he actually did that and became very successful at it. So look at have somebody who knows you better than I do, which is not very much at all, look at what would have helped you to stay there longer, what you would like to do. And the fourth possibility is that maybe that you've done as much as you can do in this area, and maybe it's time to think of a new kind of career path. But look at the old one first, because that's the easiest place to go. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Now, kid, I know you look at me and think, man, that guy knows everything. And you're right, I do. But occasionally, even I get stumped. I know, hard to believe. But when I need help, I get it from Grainger. Grainger can solve just about anything, from finding the right products to advice on installation to troubleshooting. Grainger gets me what I need right when I need it. When a guru needs a guru, who does a guru call? Guru calls Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, a place for mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details in the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders. IDStronghold.com.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Ryan, you're on the air, and Dr. Joy Brown, howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I have some information that might be helpful regarding the conversation last week regarding food stamp debit cards.
Okay.
That is that I'm a senior. I'm 71. I'm low income. I have Social Security retirement, which is so small, I didn't accrue enough, you know, money over my working history, that I also am eligible for a welfare program, which is available in some states but not others. It's called old age pension.
Okay.
And I get, because my Social Security is so small, I get a partial from old age pension. I don't get them both, but if I didn't get Social Security, the old age pension would be a little bit more than what I get. So they give me, it's about $100, a little bit more than that. As a part, you know, to make up the difference.
$100 a week, $100 a month?
Month.
Okay.
And so I get, and I also get food stamps. I'm low income. I'm eligible for food stamps, and it's a debit card. I think it's by J.P. Morgan, which, you know, they're making a profit, but I guess
sure.
People got to make a profit. But anyway, so the food stamps are on a debit card, as your caller was aware of. However, that debit card, at least in my case, has two accounts on it. So it has, and they're called EBT. Again, you or the caller, I think, knew what EBT stands for, right? I don't remember exactly myself. But anyway, when you go to a checkout and swipe the card, it will ask you, most people will see, is it a debit or a credit card?
Right.
But it will also.
Well, you have to indicate. And EBT is electronic benefit transfer.
Right. So when you swipe an EBT card, if you have a second account on there, it will say EBT food or EBT cash. And, if you swipe EBT food, it won't let you buy anything other than what's allowed. You can't buy cigarettes. You can't, you know, it'll ring them up, but then it'll, at the end of it, it'll say, you also owe us so much in cash.
Okay. All right. So are the major exclusions, they're probably tobacco and alcohol.
Nutritional supplements, which.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. I kind of don't like that, because some of those to me are food, but that's another discussion. And so liquor, things like, I think non-food items.
Probably like magazines and toilet paper and stuff like that, yeah.
Dishwashing stuff.
Anything that's not edible, it sounds like.
Originally, food stamps were a Department of Agriculture program.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of how that arose. But,
mm-hmm.
but anyway, so your caller, the people could probably have be eligible for some other program that they got cash and it was on that same card.
Right, now in your particular case, is the cash Social Security on yours?
So that's total. It is not there at all. Food stamps and Social Security are two different things.
Okay. And so on your debit card, what is the cash refer to your checking account?
Old age pension. See,
that's what I meant. Is that your pension? So that
the Social Security retirement is what my main income is. That's from paying in from my work history.
Right.
And then the old age pension is a welfare program that I am eligible for because I'm.
No, I got that part.
60.
But go and on your old age pension. Is that broken into two categories? One is food stamps and one is cash?
No. Those are, you have to, probably if you're eligible for, now some states don't have old age pension at all, but Colorado, where I live, happens to have it. I think it's federally subsidized, but I was thinking of moving to California. They don't have old age pension.
Okay.
But anyway, back to the debit card. If you're eligible for food stamps, you're probably eligible for old age pension
if the state has it. Okay.
And so, if you apply for both of them in this state of Colorado, they just put them both on one debit card.
So the cash is your old age pension.
Right, and that's a set amount, and when that runs out.
So you could have, for example, your food a vitamin pill on the cash part of it.
Exactly.
Got it. Okay. I suppose in theory that means you could buy cigarettes and liquor with the cash part because cash is cash.
Yeah, and it's even though it's on that same card, it doesn't have anything to do with food stamps.
Got it. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
So that's a very helpful. So the question, I suppose, would be.
Because the guy thought that the people were scamming the system. And what I'm saying is there's a good likelihood they weren't.
Depending on whether or not there was an old age pension on their debit card.
Or some other welfare program like that.
Got it.
It could be some, something else other
than... Well, it's very helpful. Yeah, I think when we're talking about scamming, and if you're talking about any degree of scamming, what you're not talking about is the individuals who are collecting. You're talking about the providers.
Well, I think that's a gray area because I have known, the community I live in, they used to have a program of, it was like paper money that was generated somehow within the community. People could go to various stores and buy these notes, and if people were if I wanted to give money to a panhandler, but I didn't want it to go for cigarettes or alcohol, I could go to this store and buy these.
Yeah, they're called vouchers.
Exactly.
But you could go. But again, look, let's say, I'm not saying that there aren't people who are scamming. I'm saying if you look at the amount of money that's scammed, you or I could maybe rip off the government for...
You are so right.
What, like $100 a month or something? And but we're chump change. That the people who are really scamming the system are not on our level. When we're talking about welfare cheats, we're not talking about, you know, clowns like you and me. We're talking about people at a much different level, much above our pay scale. And they're not scamming for $100 a month. They're scamming for millions. So I just...
That's so true. I actually heard within the last year or so, someone said the biggest welfare queen is not the lady driving the newer Cadillac, it's Bill Gates. That was actually what they said. Because
I don't think Bill Gates, I think, is a poor example. The guy who makes me crazy is the guy who is, is a physician or a dentist or even the store owner who is scamming the government by turning in double patients for things that he didn't actually do, or people who've been dead for 100 years. Not to mention my favorite story about Social Security that's got 6.5 million people over the age of 112 on their rolls, and there are only 37 in the entire world. That's a scam. That, I think, needs to be investigated. You or me ripping off the system for $100, we shouldn't do it. And it's not okay. But, man, if you're going to put somebody on somebody's case to try and recover funds, it's not you or me, baby cakes. It's the guys who are putting in people who've been dead for 30 years and collecting tens of thousands of dollars every month on them. I mean, it's not us.
And a few doctors who are overcharging Medicare for hundreds of thousands.
Yeah, exactly. And millions. And, funeral homes. And, I mean, we're chump change. Emphasis probably on chump. But listen, thanks for the clarification about why people may think that that somebody's getting away with something. They may not be getting away with anything. It just may be a different set of accounting. Yeah, not to mention the fact, as you point out, that the people who are really getting subsidized by the government aren't you and me. I mean, and they are the people that are, they're getting the tax write-offs. And not to mention, all of us, apparently the biggest government write-off in the history of our country is the highway system that basically all of us benefit from, so, or anybody who has a car does. I suppose I don't. I don't have a car. What can I tell you? And I don't even have a debit card. What can I tell you?
Do you ride the bus or take a taxi?
I take the subway. So see, I'm off your radar, babes. I'm under the ground, not on top of it. They get federal subsidies as well. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract. From within a few days, I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, for those of you who went to the movies this weekend, most of you went to see Furious 7, Fast and Furious 7.
As did I.
Did you like it?
Yeah, I thought it was, I didn't think it was the worst one out of the.
A lot of people think it's one of the better ones.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty solid. I think there were some action sequences that I think were pretty, you know, far.
The stunts were terrific.
Yeah, but I thought it was good. I mean, I enjoyed it. I think the ending tribute to Paul Walker was pretty solid. And
well, I think that's why a lot of people went.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, it's about to it's made $800 million internationally in its first 2 weeks.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's going to hit $1 billion.
Yeah. Wow.
Which is an amazing amount of money for that, because it probably cost $4.84. So it probably cost a little more than that because the stunts were amazing on that one.
Mm-hmm.
And Home came in number two. It, I mean, Fast and Furious made $61 million over the weekend, and Home made $20 million. But still, Longest Ride, which was is the only one of the new releases to hit the top 10, only made $13 million. So, didn't do very well. Cinderella is still doing well.
Really?
Cinderella has been out for 5 weeks and was fifth. Made $180 million. Not this weekend, but so there you go.
Hmm.
All right, so Paul Walker's ethos is still cooking for people. And again, I just saw, because of the film festival, Havana wrote Motor Club, which is kind of Fast and Furious Cuban style, which... There's something about car racing that just, that I guess it's just cars going fast. They didn't have quite as much cheesecake as, or quite as much cheese, as a matter of fact, as Fast and Furious. It won't be out for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so one of those messages that I don't even know what to do with. National student loan debt reaches, would you like to guess how much money? You can't look.
Well, I already remember the number, but it's...
$1.2 trillion.
Yeah, that is astronomical. I mean, that's, wow.
Well, and the problem is that's debt. That's people not paying back the money that they own,
mm-hmm.
that they owe. Which means that student loans in the future are essentially going to be non-existent.
Mm-hmm.
And you figure that these are the people. I mean, it's not that everybody should be paying back something. I had a student loan, not for very long, but I paid it back. You know, I think I didn't. I think my husband did, and I paid his back. And it took a while to pay it back, but I did.
Mm-hmm.
They're saying, and kids are just going into debt. See, that's part of what I've just said. There are 40 million people who have student loans. The student loans have increased by 84% in the last 6 years. The only kind of consumer debt that's not decreasing. Whew. So hopefully people will start, that school could maybe cost less, students could borrow more. $417 billion are in deferment. $722.7 billion are in repayment. Their average payment is $279 per consumer.
Mm.
There we go. So hopefully kids will pay it back so that the whole system doesn't go kerplunk just because there's no money in it anymore. One of the things we've talked about a lot around here is gratitude. You know, we say, what are you grateful for? And I know we had to put in the exclusion of your family and your health just because that's what everybody put. And legitimately so. We're not in any way dismissing it. It just doesn't make a very interesting radio program. To talk about people saying my kids, my marriage, and my health over and over again. But it turns out that gratitude decreases your immune response, your inflammatory response, rather, which is very good for your system. So there you go. Writing down something you feel grateful for every day. And it can be something, I mean, it doesn't make any difference what it is. It doesn't make any difference how large or small it is. It's just the notion of feeling grateful actually does decrease your inflammatory response. And we know that stress increases it.
So, yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah, it is. I mean, the more we're finding... I mean, it sounds a little, you know, hocus-pocus, but it turns out to be that your biochemical markers think that gratitude is a very good thing, which decreases heart disease, ulcer, so there you go. Alrighty, so let's see if I can find... I'm having a hard time finding news stories that have any interest to anybody today. I know you did, too. Although, I must say, a day where there's not a huge amount of news stories is basically a calm day, right? Because that means that nothing awful has happened.
Well, there actually was quite a bit of awful stuff that happened. It's just...
You just didn't tell me about it, huh?
Yeah, I mean, it's just, you know, it's so tough because there's so much... stuff going on about, you know, with police shootings and
yeah.
all that stuff going on. It's just, it's such a,
it just gets, yeah, it just
it's such a repetitive thing right now. And that's what's really sad. And that's kind of the primary thing that everybody is seemingly wanting to talk about nowadays. You know, it's just, it's a sad thing that this type of stuff is still going on and, you know, people are hurting about it.
All right. So here's a story that I think is unfair. And again, I am not a great Gwyneth Paltrow fan. I mean, she's an actress. What do I care? But she did the same thing that I was willing to do, which is to decide that she was going to do the SNAP program, which we were talking about last week, is $29 a person to live on for a week, which is at the grocery store, right? And I said I would do that as well. Apparently, I don't know what actually happened about it. She had $29 in food, brown rice, black beans, peas, eggs, tortillas, cilantro, limes, fresh vegetables. They're saying there's a vast difference living on food stamps for 1 week, knowing your safety net of millions and your life is everyday Gwyneth Paltrow. I don't think that's fair, but it makes me sort of rethink. Actually, it doesn't. I'd be perfectly willing to do it. That I said I would do it a whole long time ago. They said she was walking. She was going to try and do it. And she apparently got a huge amount of grief about it, which I think is not fair. I mean, maybe because I was willing to do it as well. And she's saying, okay, well, why don't you donate some of your money to a food, you know, to a food bank? But I don't think that's fair. And there's certainly some things that she's done that I think legitimately sort of let people sort of saying poo-poo. But I don't think this is one of them. I think what she's saying is, I'm willing to try this and see what I can do and understand that it's not easy. But, you know, I could bring awareness to something because my name is Gwyneth Paltrow as opposed to somebody else. And she's really being roundly criticized for it. And I think it's really unfair because, I mean, presumably she's not saying I'm like you. She's saying this is not an easy thing to do. I'm willing to bring an awareness to it, that this is the kind of food that you can do, and here's some ways of thinking about it. But for her to be savaged about it, I think it's really unfair. So I'm on Gwen's side on this one, folks. Back off. I've got her back. Skinny little back. 855-99-37569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.